Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a short interview with Tom Ward. Tom's one of our HMA marketing consultants, and you're going to hear his story about how he was able to set up a simple website and to use keywords to target Denver under the keywords marketing consultant Denver, got on the first page of Google, had a call from a potential client, and you'll see how he took her through the opportunity analysis and closed her as a client. You'll hear how that's gone for him, and hopefully you can learn from this experience, especially the keyword stuff in targeting your prospects online using keyword optimization for marketing consulting in your local city. So let's get going. I hope you enjoy. Tell me about your new client and how did you get him? How did it all start?
Okay, well, you know, I probably am setting a record for getting off of a slow start with the HMA program. I mostly got involved with it because I had these startups going, and those just kind of bogged down most of the first half of the year. And then I got a website up, TomWardMarketing.com, and I'm just really hip on website optimization, so I optimized it. So when you Google marketing consultant Denver, I show up at the top of page one in Google. So that's how she found me.
And who is she, and what did she say? Did she call you or email you?
She just called me and asked me a couple quick questions, and then said, you know, I just really need you. Kimberly is a mom-and-pop shop, and Kimberly and Tad own Stairmeister Log Works, and they make custom, awesome, beautiful, hand-carved log stairways. And before, they were just kind of the only game in town. They had very little competition, and then gradually they had all these kind of cheap knockoffs picking away at them, you know. And they kind of peaked out at about $1 million a year, say back 5 years ago or so.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Take me through the process. You had your website up. She was searching for marketing consultants. She was in Denver, so she found you through your SEO optimization. She called you, and then you called her back. Did you set up an appointment and go see her and take her through an opportunity analysis, or did you do that over the phone?
Yes.
When she called, tell me what took place. You talked for a little bit, and then you asked her for an appointment?
Yes. She asked me how I worked, and, you know, I just talked about how I'm performance-based, and I'm not just going to put together a marketing plan for you and say good luck. I'm going to work with some ideas with you, do some research, you know, roll up my sleeves, get down the trenches, and work with you and your staff and help you implement this stuff and show you how to do it. So it'll be self-sustaining in the future, and she thought that sounded interesting. And we talked a little more, and then she said, well, let me get back to you, you know, talk to my husband and stuff. And she called me back about 4 days later, and we set up a meeting, and she was pretty much sold. I just got halfway through the opportunity analysis.
So you set up the meeting. Did you meet at her business?
Meet at her business, kind of like looked over the whole operation. They kind of have a walkway with these windows, and you can look down the shop floor and everything. So that was kind of neat, and we looked at that, and it was just me and her. Started doing the opportunity analysis and, you know, really just got halfway through it. And she just said, you know, she's kind of bottom line, well, how much is it and when can we get started?
And what did you do?
I said, well, I work on a project-by-project basis. Each project is $3,000, and I have a good idea of what your USP will be, so we can probably just get the USP and integrate it into the first project and then do some more work in the other two projects. And she said, it sounds good, and then she was ready to write a check right there. And then she said, well, you know, I'd like to talk to some of your references. So I said, well, I can email those, and we'll just talk some more later.
So you sent her some previous clients you've done work with?
Yeah, and, you know, I just don't have much marketing clients. I have some graphic design and interactive clients, which is mostly what I've done traditionally, that I've been doing some marketing work with. So I just sent them to most people, but I've worked with them for years, so they were happy to do whatever.
And how long was it until she called you back?
Oh, she called me back. It was probably actually a week that she called me back and said, yeah, let's get started.
So what'd you do then?
I talked a little bit about what I thought we needed to cover in the first meeting.
On the phone, or did you go in and meet her?
On the phone. Was trying to prep her a little bit, and just about who I thought should be there, and so on. And then I also told her that I looked over her website, and I noticed that she was just really deficient with website optimization. Actually, her staff mentioned that that was a problem they were having.
You went into a little bit more of your expertise with website optimization, even though in the HMA training, you know, we got to get that USP down. Did you do that so you could kind of get some leverage and give her something quick to chew on, kind of to hold her through the process?
Yeah. David Flannery talks about how he starts off working with this cost reduction program that he's worked on. And I sort of thought that, well, I don't know a lot about what he does with that, but I do know a lot about SEO. So I just saw it as an opportunity to go in there and get some results the first day. And it didn't take much of my time, and it's something I needed done anyway, so it just really made him happy.
So you talked to her about that on the phone, then she liked that idea, then you came in for the appointment?
I just emailed her instructions on how to change the title of her page to improve her keywords, her key search phrases.
And she paid you first for the project?
No.
So you gave a little value first?
I thought it was just a good way to hit the ground running, you know. And she went ahead and implemented what we discussed that day or the next day. And 5 days later, we had our first meeting. And by then, when you Google Logstairs, she was there number one, page one in Google now.
The next day, was it that quick?
It took about 4 or 5 days. I was thinking it would probably take a week or two, but yeah, I was actually a little surprised how fast it happened.
What was her response when you showed her that?
She was just ecstatic.
Okay, so when did you set the meeting up to go in there and get your first check and start on the USP?
This whole search engine process happened in the middle of the week, and we had our first meeting that Monday. And I just met with her, her office manager, and the two guys that work in the shop. And I just went over the whole philosophy of what is a USP and why it's important. And I did some research about their competition. I said, look, your competition isn't doing this. You're trying to sell at higher prices because your product is clearly superior. But if you can't give them a compelling reason to choose you over your competition, they're going to go for price. So we just walked through it. We just sort of brainstormed some ideas. You know, they told me about what they thought made them unique and what was special about what they did. And then, you know, that was pretty much it. We wrapped it up. I got the check. I got a list of customers. And they didn't give me a list of their competition, but I already knew who it was because I'd researched on the web. You know, I mean, they're a niche within a niche, so there's not hundreds of competitors. There's dozens.
Okay, so you got your check for $3,000, and then you went home, and how long did it take you to put the USP together for them?
It really just took me a few days of my time, but the first one just was a little clunky. It was just too much of a mouthful. You know, I just didn't have a flow to it. So we kind of used that as a working USP for a few weeks and continued to move forward with everything else. Then we eventually settled on this one, which is Pioneers in Design Excellence and Precision Carpentry.
Okay, so you went back to her and said, hey, I've got my USP developed and let's set a meeting and you want to present it to her?
Yes. I also wrote up an elevator speech and I put some what I called USP bullet points, sort of talking points that I thought sales people could integrate into their conversations with clients.
Okay, and so when you presented that, they were responsive to it?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Like I said in the email, when I first walked in after solving this search engine problem for them, I kind of had that little bit of the Charles Schwab talk, people listen kind of feeling. They're just paying a little extra attention. I actually did a little more search engine optimization on the site as we were working on the USP, and I got search phrases like spiral staircases and things like that to show up on page one in Google. And actually, I just talked to her earlier in the week, and she said that she had a customer call over the holidays that said that she searched under spiral staircases, and she just placed an order. So that's interesting to see how there's a cause and effect relationship.
Okay, that's excellent. So how have you positioned the second project? Are you into the second project yet?
We're just getting started on the second project. We were supposed to meet last week, but people were sick and there was just issues like that. So I think we're going to be meeting this Thursday and we have to wait to hear back from them.
Okay, good job. Let me ask you a question, and then we'll get into your stuff. On TomWardMarketing.com, you did something great. You positioned yourself as a marketing consultant locally in Denver. Any of the consultants can do this in their local area, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, listening to Richard, he talks about how the diamond's in your backyard or whatever exact phrase he uses, and he just really stresses staying local and making your backyard your niche. And, you know, also what I know about search engines, I knew that getting on the top page in Google for marketing consultant national was just out of the question. It was just never going to happen.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
But I knew I had a good chance of getting on page one as a marketing consultant in Denver.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say I set up a site, MichaelSinoffMarketingConsulting.com, went and bought the domain and started fresh. Can you tell or share some of the tips that you would tell me to do to get me to show up locally, like for the other consultants who are all over the world who want to target their backyard? Just like some simple steps?
Yeah. Google has sort of a hierarchy. And the first thing that Google looks at is the title of the page. Usually it's the home page, unless you designate that to be something different. So if you have marketing consultant Denver or Denver marketing consultant, for instance, in the title, that bumps you up the list. The second primary thing that Google looks at is your body copy, keyword, key search phrase, and keyword density in the body copy. So I was just using a lot of boilerplate body copy, you know, out of HMA materials. Every time there was a reference to marketing consultant, I would drop Denver in there. And, you know, that's mostly what I did.
So someone could go to TomWardMarketing.com. You've got at the very top of your index page, Tom Ward Marketing Consultant. Your URL, Tom Ward Marketing, I'm sure that helps because you've got Tom Ward Marketing, even though it's all together, .com. Does it help having the word marketing and Tom Ward in the URL, you know, when you're going for the keywords?
Having one or some of the keywords in the actual URL, yes, that definitely helps also. For instance, I believe that's the reason it was so easy to get those results with logstairs.com, because Stairmeister's URL is logstairs.com. So I think that's why we had such rapid results.
I see. So advice to the consultants. Let's say they want to set up a site. Let's say that anyone can call Nick from Chai Hosting. That's my webmaster. And I don't know if you've seen his guerrilla internet marketing product that is available to all the consultants. But he'll set you up with a website. Some like $7 to get set up with a URL for $7. And he can host it very inexpensively. So I could call him after we get off the phone. I could get a new URL that's MichaelSinoffMarketingConsulting.com. I can set up an index page that would at the very top maybe be Michael Sinoff Marketing Consultant and then kind of modify what you have but just replace Denver with San Diego. And that would be a pretty good chance of me getting listed in the local search engines.
Yeah, I think the odds would be pretty good. Depends a lot on your competition. I have a personal trainer that I've been working with and just out of trade. I mean, he's a former boxing champion. And my wife used to do Tai Bo and kind of always wanted to do that again. So I met this guy and I just said, you know, I'll just help you out for trade. And so we're just trading hours. And you know, I finally have him. He's at the very bottom of page one at Google for personal trainer Denver. It's just been like pulling teeth trying to get him up there because I was just floored at how competitive that market is.
Yeah, there's a lot of personal trainers out there. Any tricks with bolding your keywords, like marketing consulting, throughout your text, or is that something that works that you know of?
No, bolding or anything that doesn't really help. Something that definitely could work against you is what they call spamming now, is basically having a whole bunch of keywords, you know, just trying to shove a bunch of them at the bottom or something, you know, marketing consultant, comma, marketing consultant Denver, and so on, and then ghosting it out so it's not visible. That's the kind of thing that can just really blow up in your face and send you to page 32. So definitely avoid that.
Yeah, that's some good tips.
Another thing, this is really good too, is to take these keywords like marketing consultant, for instance, and make it an hyperlink. So go through the text in your page, take marketing consultant, make it a hyperlink, and use it as a link to one of your other pages. And another thing that's really powerful is I have a series of banner ads running down the right-hand side. some of them are clients and some of them are just people that I've worked with in the past or friends even. And I have links on their website going to my website with words like marketing consultant and Denver marketing consultant. So that's another big thing, is having what Google calls quality websites linking to you with keyword key search phrase.
All right, so you got some of your friends' websites linking directly back to you.
Right, and that's actually how I was finally able to get this trainer's website on page one.
How many people did you get the trainer to get linked back to him?
You know, I probably have 6 different websites that, you know, I manage friends and family's websites, something I've been doing for a long time. So I've been doing it for a favor, but I knew that if someone could kind of call in. So I just went ahead and put some links on there, and that helped them bump it up.
Well, congratulations, and I hope the second project goes well, and I'm sure it will. That's a wonderful story. All because you had a website, you targeted locally, which I think is fantastic. It's easier to get in the search engines. You used your name in the URL with the word marketing. Your title was marketing consulting, and then throughout the copy you included Denver. And you certainly are. If anyone goes to Google and types in marketing consulting Denver, there you are, almost right at the top.
Yeah.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. That's the end of our recording with Tom Ward. I hope this is helpful. If you have any questions whatsoever for Tom, please email me at michael@michaelsenoff.com, and I will forward them to Tom. Bye-bye.